It's almost time to head back home to Atrium Health Ballpark and get ready for opening day in front of the home crowd, but we got one more game on the road before we start off in Atrium Health Ballpark on a Tuesday, and we're about to play it here in Charleston, South Carolina. The Charleston River Dogs hosting your Kannapolis Cannonballers in the series finale of the three-game opening weekend set between these two South Division opponents. Hi, good friends, Dan Helody bringing you all the action today live here on the kcballers.com free audio stream and on the MILB First Pitch app. Ballers coming out victorious last night, looking to get back in the win column again today and make it two games in a row victorious against these Charleston River Dogs, again out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Kannapolis back by a really solid effort last night on the bump. Five no-hit innings from Lucas Gordon. Seven strikeouts actually ties Seth Keener for the lead so far in just through two games. Keener and Gordon both in their starts with seven strikeouts. Some pretty solid work so far from the starting pitching. That's been the story of the season thus far for Kannapolis. And at the plate yesterday, Riku Nishida, who's the leadoff batter today for the Ballers, 5-for-5 with a walk. Not too bad. He was an on-base machine for Pat Leland and the boys in the red, white, and blue. On the other side, Charleston, they put in a hard charge last night in the ninth inning and put together a four-run in bottom of the ninth, able to send the game to extras, but Kannapolis put together two runs in the top of the tenth and came out on top. First pitch delivered of today's action at 5:31 p.m. It is inside to Riku Nishida for ball one. So Nishida bats as the leadoff batter for Kannapolis today. 1-0 is delivered in there for a called strike, even now at 1-1 on Nishida. Albert Senesian and Caden Connor to follow. Same three that have started all weekend in the order. 1-1 is on the outside corner with a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Righty Owen Wild gets the start today for Charleston, working at a very quick pace. He'll offer the 1-2. This one's fouled off over the third base side. 1-2 is your count. 6'2" righty Owen Wild, 230 pounds, former Gonzaga. Righty on the bump. He offers a pitch. It's a bit low. Count evens at 2-2 on Riku Nishida. Seventh round pick in 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays is Owen Wild, again out of Gonzaga. 2-2. This one's grounded to second. Easily played by Polanco. Doesn't have to move an inch. And he fires it to first in time for the out. A 4-3 ground out to get things underway here in Kannapolis. Just like that, one down, and Albertson Asian will bat. Riku Nishida now leading off ball games is 1-for-3 on the season. He's been the leadoff batter again in every outing so far for these Kannapolis Cannonballers, as Asian takes the first pitch strike on a 90-mile-an-hour four-seamer. It is 0-1. Owen Wild working quickly. He's not wild at all with his fastball. He aims it perfectly and count quickly 0-2 on Albertson Asian, who calls time. Asian at the plate. Caden Connor is your first baseman. He is on deck. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot is Ronnie Hernandez, the catcher. As Asian takes the 0-2, this one's a bit low. Count it moves to 1-2. Edric Felix back in the lineup after an injury scare last night. Third baseman bats fifth, batting sixth is the lefty bat of Matt Hogan. As Asian's 1-2 from Wild is a bit outside, it's even at 2-2. 7-8-9 in the lineup for Kannapolis. DH Juan Gonzalez, left fielder Alvaro Aguero makes his season debut. And batting ninth is Wilbur Sanchez. 2-2 grounded up the middle. Polanco has trouble fielding, still gets it, throws to first, and it's in time for the out. Kind of hit off the heel of his glove and fell in front of him. Polanco able to pick it up, though, and fire to first in time. So that's 4-3 on the ground out. Two straight ground outs to the second baseman. So two down, nobody on, and Caden Connor is your batter. Defensively, so far for the Charleston River Dogs, they've put together a solid couple of games in the field. Just one error from Carlos Colmenares, who's not even in the field. He wasn't even in the field last night. He was playing as the DH. First pitch to Connor is inside, a 1-0 count. Owen Wild working at a blistering pace. He offers a 1-1 now as the 1-0 is inside in the corner. So a 1-1 count on Caden Connor. From the wind, the righty deals a 1-1. A big hack and a miss, 1-2. Quickly will set the defense for Charleston. Left to right in the outfield, Shin, Myers, and Barrette. Left to right in the infield, it's Colmenares, Santana, Polanco, and Trey Morgan. And behind the dish is Rodales Martinez. For the righty, Owen Wild. 1-2 count with two outs. Wild to work from the line. Here's the pitch. Inside, almost hits Caden Connor in the hands, and it'll be another run at 2-2. Connor had four RBI last night, not too shabby. He had a fielder's choice that brought a run in, a two RBI double, and then the sixth run of the ball game for Kannapolis with a sacrifice fly from Connor as he pokes a 2-2 in a center. That might be trouble, but coming in is Myers, and he makes a sliding effort, and the catch is made for a 1-2-3 frame to start the day for Owen Wild. A good start on the mound for the righty from Gonzaga. That'll send us to a break. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Due up for Charleston, Santana, Morgan, and Shin when we come back on the Ballers at Baseball Network live from the Joe in Charleston, South Carolina.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, Dan Helody, broadcaster, media relations coordinator, just joining, reminding you to join us April 9th through 14th at Atrium Health Ballpark for opening week as the Ballers face off against the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Be sure you grab your tickets and come enjoy the first homestand of the season at Atrium Health Ballpark. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 for your tickets. Again, 704-932-3267. Bottom of the first we go here in Charleston. A 1-2-3 frame at the plate for the Ballers as they will now have to play the field. And it'll be the River Dogs batting. Lefty is Adrian Santana, the shortstop switch hitter, but he bats left with a righty on the bump. It's Jake Bockenstedt for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in his Ballers debut. Now is the righty Jake Bockenstedt from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He'll take the bump and get the start for Pat Leland's squad today. Lefty bat of Adrian Santana steps in. First pitch from Bockenstedt is hacked and missed upstairs on a fastball. It is 0-1. Santana, Trey Morgan, and Wu Shin do up for the River Dogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Bockenstedt's 0-1 delivered. Big swing and a miss at 0-2. Now on the River Dogs shortstop. Santana, one of the top prospects in the Rays organization. Competitive balance round A selection in 2023 out of Hialeah, Florida. As he swings and misses at the 0-2, he struck him out. Bockenstedt has his first punch out as a Baller, one down, and Trey Morgan will step to bat. So first strikeout of the day for Bockenstedt, just like that. And Trey Morgan will bat, former LSU Tiger. Morgan, the first baseman, is in the two spot. Wu Shin batting third in left field. Rodales Martinez, the catcher, is your cleanup batter as Bockenstedt hammering the strike zone. And he offers a first pitch strike. It's 0-1 to Trey Morgan. Batting fifth is the center fielder Noah Myers. Carlos Colmenares, the third baseman, will bat sixth as the 0-1 to Morgan is a bit low, even now at 1-1. 7-8-9 in the lineup for Charleston. Christopher Barrette, right fielder, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Narciso Polanco, the second baseman, and Joshuana Sandoval, the DH, will bat ninth as this one is up and away to Trey Morgan. Count now 2-1. Morgan's had a bit of a quiet start to the season, just again two games in, so not a huge sample size. That being said, Morgan hasn't really gotten off to the start he was hoping as this one's up and away, count 3-1. Morgan so far this weekend just 1-for-6 with two walks and a single. 3-1 from the Weinbachenstedt's offering. This one is lined to second. Ishida gets in front of the ball. It does bounce. He'll throw to first to confirm the out. It's a 4-3 ground out for Trey Morgan. Two down now, and Wu Shin will bat. So Wu Shin will bat with two outs and nobody on base for the Charleston River Dogs. As we'll set the defense today for Kannapolis. Left to right in the outfield, Aguero, Asian, and Matt Hogan. As Shin lifts this first pitch high and deep. Left field, backtracking Asian. He makes a leap, and he won't get there. It's a home run. First home run of the season for either side of this series. And Wu Shin lifts a solo shot with two outs. And Charleston is on top 1-0 here at the Joe. He got all of that one, hit it in the left center over the Budweiser sign in the left center power alley. And Asian made a leap, but no effort would have been good enough to make that grab. As Rodelis Martinez will now bat with Charleston now ahead 1-0. Wu Shin shows off some pop as first pitch to Rodelis Martinez is a bit low. Count is 1-0 on Martinez, the catcher. Bachenstedt set on the bump. He'll have to rebound a little bit. Works from the wind as Martinez lifts the 1-0 in a shallow right. Backtracking Nishida. Slips on the turf. Has to adjust, but he still makes the grab. Nice heads-up play in the shallow right field area from Nishida. So three outs now. And after that, home run from Wu Shin. It's now 1-0 Charleston. Ballers will play from behind. They'll send three to the plate. It'll be Hernandez, Felix, and Hogan when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, Kannapolis with some work to do. They trail 1-0 after one inning here in the series finale in Charleston as Kannapolis trailing 1-0. A solo homer from Wu Shin puts the River Dogs on the board. Ronnie Hernandez will be the first batter of the frame. This first pitch on the way from Owen Wild is on the inside corner. 0-1 is your count. Hernandez, Felix, and Hogan do up here for Kannapolis. Wild's 0-1. This one is lifted foul off the side of the roof. And back in the seats here in Charleston. 0-2 your count quickly now on Ronnie Hernandez. He will call time before he gets another one from Owen Wild. Hernandez, a multi-hit game last night. 2-for-4, the walk, not too bad at all. He has gotten off to a pretty good start, has Hernandez. 0-2 from the wide Wild's pitch in the dirt blocked by the catcher Martinez. Count is 1-2. Hernandez, one of the guys, is newer to the roster, 19 years of age from Turmero, Venezuela. 1-2 on the way, fastball upstairs, even at 2-2. 6'1", 200-pound lefty bat is Ronny Hernandez for the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. 2-2. This one's given a ride in a right field. It'll stay in the ballpark, though. Barrette backtracking. Second baseman, though, in Polanco comes all the way out and makes the grab. It'll be a very long P4 off the bat of Ronny Hernandez. Not quite a flyout, but it wasn't exactly a short pop out in the infield. So one out, and now it'll be Edrick Felix to bat. When I got the lineup earlier today from Pat Leland, the manager of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, I was honestly surprised to see Edrick Felix in the lineup as he swings and fouls off the first pitch he sees. It's 0-1. Felix took a fastball from Engert Garcia, the righty for Charleston, 96 miles an hour, right to the hand last night as this one's fouled off. Again, stays alive at 0-2. Felix took the 96-mile-an-hour heater off the hand last night and immediately was pulled from the game. He was in a lot of discomfort as the 0-2 hacked and missed. It's a strikeout for Owen Wild, his first of the day. Two outs now, and due up is Matt Hogan. Good to see Felix back in the lineup, though, as we will see if he can get through today without having another hit-by-pitch affect him, as it'll be Matt Hogan to bat now. The right fielder had the day off yesterday, except for a pinch-run scenario. He had the only hit in Friday's game here at the Joe. Pitch inside, a 1-0 count now on the Ballers' right fielder. Matt Hogan, the former Oral Roberts outfielder, will take the 1-0 a bit inside now, 2-0 to the right fielder, Matt Hogan. Plainview, New York, hometown for Matt Hogan. Made it to the College World Series with Oral Roberts. Before that, he was with Vanderbilt and South Carolina. So he's bounced around a little bit in his college career. Landed at Oral Roberts, got a ride to the College World Series. 3-0 count, pitch delivered. Just a bit low for ball four. Four-pitch walk just like that. Kannapolis has their first base runner of the day. One on and two down for El Toro Bravo, Juan Gonzalez. So Juan Gonzalez will get his first game action of the season. He was with Kannapolis last year for a good chunk of the year. Acquired in a trade by the White Sox with the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch from Wild is hacked and a miss. Gonzalez goes chasing at a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Gonzalez last year, 34 games in Kannapolis, 259, 5 doubles, 2 homers, 8 RBI. Not too bad at all in his time with Kannapolis. Back here now this season. As time called to the plate by Gonzalez. And Hogan at first after the two-out free pass. Wild sets, pitch delivered. Lifted high and foul, counts 0-2 now on Juan Gonzalez. Ballers in the blue tops today. In white letters across the front, it says Ballers. In red numbers on the front and back. Gray pants, red socks for anybody who's decided to pull them up. Blue caps, red rim with Boomer, a beloved mustachioed mascot on the front of the cap. 0-2 on the way from Wild. Fastball up and away. Now 1-2 on Gonzalez. Charleston going with their typical Sunday look. It's the powder blue tops that read Holy City in white across the front. White pants, blue caps, blue brill with the HC Holy City logo on the front of the cap. 1-2 to Gonzalez in the dirt, blocked by Martinez. Evens now at 2-2. The powder blue look meant to kind of mimic the Tampa Bay Rays look that they started back in 2010 with those powder blues on a Sunday. Some of my favorite jerseys as a kid. I grew up in Tampa watching Rays games. Can't say I don't like them. 2-2, grounded to third. Played by Colmenares. Sets and Agassi goes for the out. 5-3, ground out. Gonzalez will have to take a seat as this one is the final out of the inning. It's a 5-3 ground out. That concludes the frame. Ballers will have nine more innings of action. Well, quite more, nine more innings. We're in the bottom of the second. We'll go. It'll be Myers, Colmenares, Barrette due up for Charleston. We've come back on the Ballers. Baseball Network live from Charleston. It's 1-0 River Dogs over the Ballers. Welcome back in here to the broadcast on the Ballers Baseball Network, Ballers and River Dogs, as we're about to start the bottom of the second. Bit of a communication with the umpires and the managers for some reason. We'll figure that out when the time comes, as no changes at the moment to report. Everybody looks in their same spots as we'll get the bottom of the second going. Bakken sets first pitch delivered. This one's fouled off the protective netting on a bunt. It'll be 0-1. No Myers to bat. It'll be Colmenares and Barrette to follow in this bottom of the second. It is 1-0 Charleston after a whoosh-in solo homer. Bakken sets 0-1 in there for a called strike. It is 0-2. Myers, the center fielder from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Not too bad a start last night. 1-for-4. Had a pair of strikeouts, though, against a hot Ballers pitching staff, as this one just misses. It's 1-2. Myers, a product of South Carolina upstate, signed by the Rays as a free agent here in 2024. 1-2 from Bakkenstead. A grounder up the middle, played by Bakkenstead on the bump. And he'll underhand a first for the out, just like that. A 1-3 ground out. For Myers is the first out. That'll send Colmenares to the plate. Nobody on base. One out. So Bakkenstedt will get now Colmenares. It's one down in the frame. Other than the home run from Shin, Bakkenstedt's looked comfortable on the bump. As this pitch is delivered to the inside, 1-0 to Colmenares. Just 1-for-6 with a pair of RBI on the season so far for Colmenares. Back for his second season as a River Dog. He hacks at the 1-0 and misses. It's 1-1. Third baseman today. He can play short. He DH'd last night. Bakkenstedt set of the bump. 1-1 on the way. Fastball outside corner. Count now 1-2. Bockenstedt made 5 appearances out of the bullpen in the Complex League last season after being signed on July 16th, 2023. 6 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits for Bockenstedt. 1-2. Curveball, swing and a miss at the plate. It'll be a throw down to first to confirm. It is the second punch out of the day for Jake Bockenstedt. And as Colmenares goes chasing a K2-3 in the scorebook. So 2 down, and Christopher Berrette will bat. So quickly now, 2 punch outs for Bockenstedt. And Berrette will get a chance after a night off last night. 2 outs, first pitch is grounded towards first. Connor will field, and he'll underhand to the covering Bockenstedt at first for the out. 3-1 ground out, and has a very quick 1-2-3 frame on the mound for Bockenstedt in this second inning. We'll send it to a break. Top of the third we go here in Charleston. Aguero, Sanchez, and Nishida when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. It's 1-0 River Dogs over your Cannon Ballers.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
First pitch to Alvaro Aguero, grounded to third, Colmenares fields, and across he goes. One pitch, one out, just like that. Aguero is a 5-3 ground out victim, one down, and Wilbur Sanchez will bat, as we did have a swap for the Charleston River Dogs in the field. So Trey Morgan actually out of this game, and Wu Shin moves from left field to first base. Instead of now playing left, Wu Shin moves to first, and Odalis Peguero is in the game in left for Charleston. So Peguero takes over in left. And Shin is at first. First pitch to Wilbur Sanchez is a bit upstairs and away with one down, a 1-0 count on Sanchez. And so Morgan is out of this game, and now Peguero in, as this one's in there for a called strike to Sanchez, 1-1. Pitch is fouled off by Sanchez. Count moves to 1-2. And Owen Wild in his third inning of action. So far, so good. Sanchez back in the righty batter's box. 1-2 pitch. Grounded through and a left for a base knock. It's through the gap in between third and short. Wilbur Sanchez has a one-out single. First hit of the day for Kannapolis. One on and one out. Top of the order for Riku Nishida.
Second baseman, number one, Riku Nishida.
So Riku Nishida will bat, one on, one out after a ground out to Polanco at second. And it's Trey Morgan departing today's game for the River Dogs. First pitch to Riku. This one's blooped into the left field area. Hooking, foul. 0-1 count on Riku Nishida. Nishida 5-for-5 last night. He's batting just a cool 500 so far on the season. Not too bad of a start for Riku. 0-1 count. Wild will check on Sanchez at first, not in time. Sanchez certainly a speed threat. Keeping a close eye on him over there is Owen Wild. This is Owen Wild's first appearance of the season. He only made one appearance as Riku shows bunt on the 0-1. He pulls it back. Ball gets through the catcher. And Sanchez breaks for second. So it is a Wild pitch that'll move Sanchez to second. Nishida with that bunt show and pullback. I want to call it the bunt show and tell from now on. And Sanchez is now at second. Nishida at the plate, 1-1 count. Wild sets, look at second. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside. Nishida takes with a good eye. It's 2-1. And a Wild pitch by Wild. I mean, technically every pitch this game is a Wild pitch. 2-1. Lifted high and foul down the third baseline. Count will even at 2-2. As what did that hit over there? That was weird. The ball went foul, obviously, by a wide margin. Something white and looked like flaky just exploded. Over on the third base side as Nishida lifts another one in the same direction. 2-2 is foul. 2-2 your count with one out. Top of the third inning, Baltimore's trail 1-0 to these Charleston River Dogs. Two two to Nishida. This one's grounded to first, foul. Count is 2-2. Sanchez at second. Nishida battling at the plate. Asian is your batter on deck. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, and Nishida goes chasing. It's a strikeout for Wild. His second of the day. So two outs, and now Asian will bat. Albertson, a CNO bat, grounded out to Polanco at second his last time up. First pitch from Wild, a breaking ball a bit low, now 1-0 on Albertson, a CN. Sanchez at second, a good lead. No real effort to keep him there. 1-0 on the way. Outside corner, even at 1-1, Asian doesn't love the call. Got a great crowd on hand here in Charleston for a Sunday fun day. 1-1. Then outside, Martinez makes the grab, 2-1. A great crowd on hand. Kids run the bases post game. Bark at the park, you can bring your dogs out. Great night for baseball in the low country of Charleston, South Carolina. 2-1 count. Wild set on the mound. Takes a peek at second base. Pitch on the way. Lifted foul by Asian. Count is now even at 2-2. After this, the Ballers will head home. We'll host Augusta for six games. And the River Dogs will take a trek up to Fayetteville to face off against our good friendly rivals in the Woodpeckers. 2-2. Outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Two punch outs in the frame for Owen Wild, three on the day. And that completes the top of the third inning. Ballers with just two base runners today, a walk and a single. That's it. It's been kind of quiet on offense today for the Ballers as we'll send it to the bottom of the third inning. Two up, it'll be Polanco, Sandoval, and Santana when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. It is 1-0 River Dogs on top.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, you want to guarantee the best seats, the biggest games at the best value, and access to VIP events throughout the season? Be sure you secure your Cannapolis Cannonballers 10-game mini plan now, available for only $120. Again, 10-game mini plans available at only $120. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 and get your mini plan today. Again, 704-932-3267. Bottom of the third inning here in Charleston. River Dogs lead 1-0 over the Cannonballers as Bockenstedt offers this first pitch fastball. Hacked and a miss by Polanco. It is 0-1. 0-1 count on Narciso Polanco, second baseman. Bockenstedt's 0-1 is a fastball outside. He goes around on it. Says your home plate umpire in a Tyler Green. 0-2 count. Time called by Polanco. Sandoval and Santana to follow in the order for these Charleston River Dogs. Bockenstedt, two strikeouts through two innings, not too shabby. 0-2, breaking ball a bit low. Counts now 1-2. Bockenstedt's had a good outing, two strikeouts and no base runners other than a solo homer in the first inning from Wu Shin. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Another punch out upstairs. It's a strikeout for Bockenstedt, and Narciso Polanco is retired. One down, and Joshua Sandoval will bat here in the inning. Joshua Sandoval getting his first game action of the year. He swings at the first pitches and misses. It is 0-1. Big swing from Joshua Sandoval. 6'3", 248-pound righty bat. Went to school at a Mid-America Nazarene. 0-1 hacked and a missed. 0-2. Mid-America Nazarene. Free agent signee in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays is Joshua Sandoval. Born in Manatee, Puerto Rico. Is the oldest player on the roster for the River Dogs. Born December 18th, 1997, as Bockenstedt's pitch is in there. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Another strikeout for Bockenstedt. He's on a roll here. Four punch outs through 2 2/3. Back to the top of the order now. It's Adrian Santana. Bockenstedt's first pitch to Santana is a fastball upstairs. It is a 1-0 count. Bockenstedt finding strikeouts easier than Bill Murray can find ghosts. Bill Murray, of course, one of the principal owners of the Charleston River Dogs, director of fun, I think is his actual title. As this one's up and away to Santana, 2-0. To the prized prospect, Adrian Santana. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. It is 2-1 to the shortstop. Struck out his first time up against Bockenstedt. 2-1 from the line. Here's the pitch. Just a bit inside. Santana showed bunt and pulled it back, so it's 3-1. On deck awaiting is Odalis Peguero. Entering as a replacement for Trey Morgan. 3-1. Fastball right down Broadway for strike two. Santana tried to sell it, but he's not a great salesman. 3-2 is your count. Bockenstedt working at a good pace. He'll wind and offer the 3-2. Lifted into center, trailing over as a CN. He'll watch it fall in front of him for a two-out base knock. Adrian Santana has a base knock here with two outs in the inning. It is his first hit of the season. One on and two down for Dallas Figuero. So Dallas Figuero will get his first at-bat of the day. And Trey Morgan was in the two spot, but he was pulled due to assuming an injury. So we'll see what entails from that. Bockensittle check on the runner to start now in time. Fresh count still on Figuero. So Dallas Figuero so far this year. Switch hitter. 1-4-7 with a walk against the Ballers this weekend. First pitch of the at-bat is fouled off. Straight back off the protective netting. It is 0-1. Another gorgeous day in Charleston. Absolutely beautiful day for baseball. In the mid-60s, sun shining, a couple clouds in the sky, offering some shade every now and then. 0-1 from Bockenstedt. Fouled off. That one's headed for the seats. Heads up. Nice grab up there. And that one was roped. If it was about maybe 30 feet to the right, would have been right in my lap. And you know I would have made the catch. I'm not going to miss the catch, folks. I'm going to make the grab. Bockenstedt's 0-2. Just a bit inside. Thought he had strike three. Instead, it's 1-2 as Figuero kind of winced at it for a second and said, maybe he had it, maybe he didn't. Wu Shin waiting on deck. He has a solo homer already in today's match. Bockenstedt's 1-2. Another one just a bit inside, trying to find that inside corner, and home plate umpire Tyler Green is not budging with his strike zone, so it evens at 2-2. Tyler Green behind the plate, calling balls and strikes, and Robert Bennett is your infield umpire. 2-2 on the way. Curveball up and away, runner going, throwing a second, not in time. Santana saved by a mile, so now Charleston has a runner in scoring position. Santana showing off some wheels. It's his second stolen base of the season. So now a full count and two down with Figuero working back from down 0-2. Good lead at second for Santana. Full count, payoff pitch on the way. Check swing inside, ball four. Another close pitch. But Figuero will take his base, and Wu Shin will bat. Bockenstedt trying to find that line of where the strike zone is on the inside corner to the lefties. He was kind of pounding the spot. He just couldn't find where Tyler Green calls it a strike. Again, no automatic balls and strikes at this level of baseball, so it all is solely on human judgment. As this first pitch to Shin is low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Hernandez, so a 1-0 count. 100% human judgment. Every umpire call is a judgment call at this level. 1-0 count, Bockenstedt sets, glove of the belly button. 1-0 on the way. Breaking ball a bit upstairs, Shin takes 2-0. 64 degrees, your current temperature. Here in Charleston, a gorgeous, gorgeous day for baseball. Bockenstedt's 2-0 to Wu Shin on the way. Breaking ball, there's a strike. 2-1 to the Korean infielder Wu Shin. Two-one count. Bockenstedt's offering. Grounded up the middle. Going to be trouble, and it does get through. Rounding third at home is Santana. Play will be at third, though. Throw comes in. Gets by Felix at third. Figuero's going to break for the plate. Ball gets loose. Felix can't find the ball. Now running for third is Shin. Everybody picks up the ball. Bockenstedt does. And safe at third is Wu Shin. And two runs cross the plate on a madhouse mayhem of a play. Santana scores, and Figuero crosses the plate as well. And Shin ends up at third on a Little League home run-esque play. So two down, and a single and a walk come back to bite the Ballers. Shin's at third, and Rodales Martinez will bat. Somewhere there, there's an error, as now Blake Hickman's going to come talk with his young Ronnie and Jake Bakken said. It's probably a single for Shin, and the advance is to second on the throw, but the throw also has an error that puts him at third. Don't you love baseball? There's always something going on. As Hickman talking to Bakkenstedt, who's let another pair of runs by. It's 3-0 Charleston in this bottom of the third inning. First mound visit of the day for Kannapolis. It's a E8 on the throw from a CN. So Albertson a CN. With the error, it's the third error of the day, of the weekend for Kannapolis. First pitch to Martinez is inside. Count is 1-0. Count to Martinez. Wu Shin is at third. Pitch delivered. This one is roped down the line and right. It's foul though. Count is 1-1. Ball was tattooed from Rodales Martinez. Just got a little ahead of it on a breaking ball from Bakkenstedt. No arms warming in either bullpen. 1-1 from Bakkenstedt. Breaking ball. This one's placed perfectly in there for a strike, 1-2. On deck awaiting is Noah Meyer, center fielder. Martinez popped out in his first at-bat to Nishida. 1-2 from Jake. Fouled off the protective netting. Count will stay at a 1-2. And Shin at third. Santana and Peguero cross the plate. Now the ball in play from Shin, who's got all the RBI today for Charleston. 1-2 from Bakkenstedt. Curveball in there, ring him up, got him looking called. Strike three as he picks up his fifth strikeout of the day, does Bakkenstedt. That's the third out of this bottom of the third, but more damage done as Charleston picks up another pair of runs. It's now 3-0 River Dogs. To the top of the fourth we go. It'll be Connor, Hernandez, and Felix when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston here on this Sunday series finale. Caden Connor leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the fourth inning. We're 1/3 of the way home here in Charleston as the Ballers trail 3-0 to the Charleston River Dogs in this series finale, the third of three, and opening weekend 2024. First pitch to Caden Connor to start off this fourth inning is a bit upstairs, a 1-0 count. On the first baseman, Caden Connor, former Cal State Fullerton Titan, is the lefty bat. First pitch is a ball. Second pitch is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Caden Connor, 4 RBI last night. is 0 for 1 with a fly out as this one's been outside 2 and 1. Connor Hernandez and Edric Felix. Your three due up. 2-1. Fouled off, straight back, 2-2. Is your count. And no arms warming for either side as from the line, pitch is on the way. This one's tapped to the middle, hits wild in the ankle, bounces toward third, played by Colmenares, throw over not in time. It'll be an infield single for Caden Connor as he picks up the second hit of the day for Kannapolis. A infield single, one on, nobody out for Ronnie Hernandez. As again, that ground ball hit Owen Wild back of the foot and bounced towards third. Colmenares made the play and threw over in a great effort, but it just was not in time. Connor legs it out. So Hernandez will bat, one on, nobody out. Against Owen Wild, pitch on the way. This one's roped down the right field line, hooking fair ball down the line, and here go the ballers around the base paths. Connor will pull up at third, stopping at second is Hernandez, and it's a double for Ronnie Hernandez. That puts now two in scoring position for Kannapolis. With nobody out in the inning, Edric Felix will bat as the ballers have some life in this top of the fourth. Good life on the base paths from Kannapolis. Ronnie Hernandez roping a ball down the right field line deep in the corner where Berrente couldn't get to it in a speedy manner. And Felix's first pitch hacked at a missed 0-1 on a changeup from the righty Owen Wild. Fastball slider changeup for Wild from Gonzaga. Born in Sacramento, California. They're going to have a MLB team over there as this one's lined in the 0-1 is short. Santana makes the snag for the out. It'll be a one out now as a line drive to the shortstop Santana. One down and due up is the right fielder Matt Hogan. Santana just kind of positioned perfectly on that play. If he was playing any closer up, it would have been easier for him. But he came in and made the snag. Hogan stands in, first pitch. Fastball, a bit upstairs, counts 1-0. Caden Connors at third. Ronnie Hernandez with a double. He's on at first. Hernandez with the fourth double of the weekend for Kannapolis as Hogan pops this one up a mile high. Where is it going? Out the third baseline, hooking. It'll land in the dugout. And almost hits our strength and conditioning coach, Donovan Clark. Our performance coach, Donovan Clark, is down there, and he almost got popped with that pop fly. He's down there in a very bright red shirt. Couldn't miss him from a mile away, considering all the other ballers are wearing blue or White Sox black down in that dugout. 1-1 from Wild, and the dirt block by the catcher, Martinez. Counts 2-1 on Matt Hogan. Outfield playing pretty straight up for Charleston. With the lefty Hogan at the plate. First baseman Shin kind of hugging the line at first. 2-1. Taken low. Good eye from Hogan. 3-1. Matt Hogan, before signing with the White Sox, was tearing up the Pioneer League with the Rocky Mountain Vibes. Their logo is a s'more. Yes, I said that right, a s'more. With sunglasses. 3-1. Matt Hogan needs some sunglasses because he just stunted on him. It's a one-out walk, two in scoring position, and now add the walk, and bases are chock full of ballers with one out. Juan Gonzalez will bat with one out in the inning and runners on every base. And now Levy Romero is going to come talk with Owen Wild. The pitching coach for Charleston comes out in an interesting spot here. As Gonzalez will bat. There is a lefty getting loose down the line for Charleston. It's only one of two guys. It's either Drew Dowd or Dalton Fowler. It can't be anyone else because they only have two lefties on their entire pitching staff. Meeting adjourned on the bump for Charleston. So Juan Gonzalez will get a turn with an opportunity for some RBI. Wild's first pitch, big swing and a miss on a fastball at 91 miles an hour, 0-1. Wild's not going to blow you away with the velocity or even the movement, honestly. It's just the pitchability. He knows where to locate. 0-1 from Gonzalez. Lifted foul, counts 0-2. Fighting at the plate is Juan Gonzalez. Alvaro Aguero waiting on deck for the Ballers. Gonzalez grounded out to the third baseman, Colmenares, in his first at-bat. 0-2 count with one out. Here's Wilds, 0-2 to Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup upstairs. And Gonzalez goes chasing. So two outs. Another punch out for Wild. It is his fourth of the day. And Alvaro Aguero will bat now with bases still loaded for the Ballers. First pitch to Aguero. Tapped foul down the line. Fielded well by Pat Leland as the third base coach manager for the Ballers. It is 0-1. Ballers have already stranded two runners today. Two runners left on base. They're trying not to add a three here to that. That will not be good. 0-1 from Wild. Aguero swings and misses in a breaking ball. It's 0-2. For comparison's sake, Charleston has only stranded one runner today. Wild with an 0-2 count on Aguero. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says infield umpire in Robert Bennett. It's a three-pitch strikeout for Owen Wild, his fifth of the day, and it leaves all three runners stranded for Kannapolis. They will have work still to do as they trail 3-0 to the Charleston River Dogs. We'll take a break and be right back here on the Ballers. Baseball Network, 3-0 River Dogs on top. Myers leads it off for the Charleston River Dogs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jake Blockenstedt still chugging away on the bump. First pitch delivered of the fourth inning is upstairs to Noah Myers. Count is 1-0. Ballers trail 3-0 to the Charleston River Dogs. Even it hits 3-3 as Blockenstedt's 1-0 is just a bit on the outside corner for a called strike. It is 1-1 to Noah Myers. Colmenares and Barrette to follow in the order for the River Dogs. Blockenstedt's 1-1. Tapped foul down the first baseline. It'll be a 1-2 up next for Noah Myers. Three finals to report in the Carolina League already today. Down East takes the victory 7-6 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Fredericksburg a sweep of the Delmarva Shorebirds, 10-4. And that one today is, this one's lifted high and foul by Noah Myers. It's 1-2. Carolina sweeps Salem on the road, 10-7, your final in the series finale today. Everyone in the South Division still is in progress, including us here, as the 1-2 is fouled off. Fan gets a souvenir. It's another one at 1-2. Top of the fifth in Augusta. The Green Jackets hosting the Columbia Fireflies, who are on top 4-1 over the hometown Augusta team. 1-2 upstairs and inside, 2-2. And middle of the second inning in Myrtle Beach, the Pelicans only getting started just a few short minutes ago. And Fayetteville is already on top, 1-0 there on the Grand Strand. 2-2 on the way. Lifted high and foul. Count is still at 2-2 on it. Noah Myers. Colmenares and Barrette to follow in the order. 2-2 count. Pockenstedt chugging away on the bump. From the line, here's the pitch. Curveball tapped foul again, and this at-bat just keeps going. Another one at 2-2. This will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat en route. Two count. Bakkenstedt taking his time on the bump. He'll offer the 2-2. Tapped up the middle. Playable by Sanchez to his left. Sets and fires over to first in time for the out. 6-3 ground out with one out now in the inning for Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares, a strikeout victim in his last at-bat. And Jake Pockenstedt, who's picked up five today, through now 3 1/3. First pitch to Colmenares, a curveball that never breaks. It's a bit upstairs, 1-0. Pockenstedt taking his time, flipping the glove. It's a 1-0 pitch. Broken bat back up the middle. Sanchez will have to hurry the throw. Bare hands across, he goes the diamond, he's safe. Colmenares got in there just in time on a broken bat single in the infield. Sanchez thought he had him. Instead, Colmenares is safe at first. A one-out single. And now Barrette will bat one on, one out. When I say a broken bat single, Colmenares' bat shattered and flew down the first base line. So Barrette will bat one on, one out. And a ground out to Caden Connor at first. His first at-bat today. Pockenstedt will check on Colmenares, back in safely. Charleston not a super active team on the base paths recently. This year they're 4-for-6. Definitely trying to run on some teams. This year will the River Dogs. First pitch to Barrette up and away. It's 1-0. Christopher Barrette back for his second season with the River Dogs. 5'7", 165 pounds. 1-0 pitch. Runner going. Fastball upstairs to the plate. Throwing a second. A little wild. Sanchez tries to get the tag, but right under it goes Colmenares. A stolen base for the River Dogs third baseman. So now runner on second. With a 2-0 count. Looks like an arm up and getting loose for the River Dogs. Dalton Fowler appears to be the arm tossing in the pen. 2-0 count. Pockenstedt with a deep breath. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1 as Barrette, looks like he lost the elbow guard. The big swing. Colmenares with a good lead at second. Pockenstedt's pitch. Just a bit up and away. 3-1. Pockenstedt, fastball, curveball, cutter, splitter. Pitch to Southern Illinois, Evansville. Did Pockenstedt as time called. Ball got loose in the infield from the bullpen. So we'll have to wait for the 3-1. Bakken said second team All-Ohio Valley Conference honoree in 2023. So racked up some awards while at SIUE as a 3-1 is grounded into right. That'll drop for a base knock. Turning third and stopping will be Coleman Arez. So a station-to-station base knock. Moretti's on for the first time today. Coleman Arez to third, so runners on the corners. And one out for Narciso Polanco, the second baseman. Narciso Polanco will bat with two on. Infield corners playing in. Runner takes off for second, at least fakes, and shows bunt, pulls it back for ball one. Barrette took off for first and then faked it. Came back to the first base bag. One-oh count with one out. Hockenstedt's pitch. Tapped foul. Count is 1-1 on Narciso Polanco. Joshua Sandoval waiting on deck for the River Dogs. Hockenstedt with five strikeouts. He's allowed a pair of singles here in this bottom of the fourth. Runner takes off for second. Swing and a miss on the 1-1. No throw in a second. Stolen base for Barrette. So now a 1-2 count at the plate and two in scoring position for the River Dogs as Barrette took off and got in there with ease. Pitch on the way in the 1-2. This one's lifted into right. Coming in a few steps was Hogan, and said he'll pull back. And it makes the grab. Tagging up at third is Coleman Arias. Got a bit of a late jump. Doesn't matter. Still scores on the play. So a F9 for Narciso Polanco. But it is a sack fly as it is a run scoring. Barrette gets to third. And Charleston now takes a 4-0 lead in this bottom of the fourth. Joshuan Sandoval will now bat, runner on third and two out. As Bakkenstedt's allowed a few runs to cross today. Four runs on five hits for the River Dogs. All are still looking for some offense themselves. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there. Beautifully placed strike from the righty Bakkenstedt. Oh, one from the righty. Another breaking ball. This one's upstairs. 1-1. Joshua Sandoval. First at bat. He struck out looking. Block and set sets. 1-1. Fastball lifted high and foul down the right field line. 1-2. Joshua Sandoval. Sanchez playing deep in the hole. It's short with the righty Sandoval at the plate. Open stance. Bat resting on the right shoulder. 1-2. Fastball up and inside. 2-2. Bakkenstedt trying to work with some pace. It's a little difficult. Lefty getting loose down the line for the Ballers. Looks like Frankelli Arias. 2-2. A bit low and outside and a breaking ball. Count will run full. So full count, two outs. Bottom four, Ballers trail 4-0. To the Charleston River Dogs. Full count with two outs. Bakkenstedt sets. Here's the pitch. Lifted high and foul. Count stays 3-2. And Frankelli Arias. Looks like the lefty loosening in the pen for the Ballers. Bakkenstedt probably needs to get out of this inning if he can. At least to put four innings on the board. 3-2. Breaking ball, swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out. How about another one for Bakkenstedt? Six on his day through four innings. Not too bad at all. The runs do come around to score, though, as Colmenares crosses the plate on a sack fly from Narciso Polanco. 4-0, River Dogs on top. We'll take a break. To the top of the fifth we go. Sanchez, Nishida, Asien. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston, it's 4-0, River Dogs on top.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, are you and your company looking to have a blast this spring and summer? Atrium Health Ballpark is the place to be. Join the Cannonballers season ticket holder family and never miss a moment of the action. Season ticket holders get access to the best seat locations and get to enjoy a variety of exclusive member benefits. Visit kcballers.com for more information or call 704-932-3267. 9-1-2 to up Wilmer Sanchez at the plate as time called. Pitch clock violation on the new arm for the Charleston River Dogs. In this one, it is Dalton Fowler on the bump. The lefty takes over. 6'6", 200-pound lefty from South Haven, Mississippi. Product of the Memphis Tigers in the American Athletic Conference. As this one's up and away to Sanchez to start. 2-0 is your count on La Chispa. So Dalton Fowler enters, just a two-pitch mix. He's got a fastball and a slider. That's it. As he'll toss to Sanchez. Fastball is on the outside corner, 2-1. Named the 2023 American Athletic Conference Pitcher of the Year. Originally was drafted by the New York Mets in the 27th round of 2019. Instead went to college and got picked up by the Rays in last year's draft. A bit low to Sanchez, 3-1. Dalton Fowler, a ninth round pick in 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 3-1 pitch. Right down Broadway with a fastball. Count now full. Sanchez, Nishida, and Asien do up for the Ballers in this half inning. Sanchez with a single, his first time up, one of only three hits so far for Kannapolis. 3-2. Fastball outside for ball four. Sanchez has reached in both at-bats today. He's on with a leadoff walk, and the Ballers have life in this top of the fifth. Top of the order, Riku Nishida due up for Kannapolis. Dalton Fowler, the big, tall lefty. At 6'6", facing off against Riku Nishida, the 5'6 outfielder. Fowler's first pitch fastball is right down Broadway for a strike, 0-1. Fowler allowed three runs in three innings and struck out seven. And his three innings with the Complex League Rays last season. 0-1 pitch. Up and in hits Nishida. And he either hit him or he just played the best game of dodgeball in his life, and it looks like he played dodgeball. Nishida didn't get hit. He got out of the way. Whew. 1-1 count. as that's an adrenaline rush for sure. Fowler's 1-1. And it's just a bit low. 2-1 in Ishida. And takes some insane reflexes to dodge a 96-mile-an-hour heater. Like that one from Dalton Fowler. Sanchez at first, 2-1 in Ishida. Inside corner at 95, 2-2. Albertson Asihan waiting on deck for the Charleston River Dogs opponent in your Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-2 to Nishida. Tap back to the mound. Fowler barehands it. Can't grab the ball. He'll just hold on to it, and he's going to seethe in some frustration. We'll see what the ruling is from the scores. It is a E-1 on the fielding attempt. So Nishida reaches, and to second goes Sanchez. So the E-1 from a Fowler trying to field the ball. 2-1, nobody out for Albertson Asian. Second error on the season for the River Dogs defense, and it comes from the pitching staff and Dalton Fowler. So Asian will bat. 2-1 and nobody out. Pitch on the way from Fowler upstairs for ball one. This is the first time the Ballers have had to face a lefty in this season so far. Again, Charleston has 16 pitchers on the roster, and just two of them are southpaws. 1-0 from Fowler. Waving a miss, 94 miles an hour, so it's 1-1. Now seeing a ground out of the first and a strikeout looking in that third inning. Sanchez at second, and at first is Riku Nishida. 1-1. Just on the inside corner at 96, 1-2. Not a lot of off speed from Dalton Fowler, certainly just kind of a fastball pitcher. But the danger of a two-pitch pitcher is if you sit one of them and he comes back with the other, it's a 50-50 chance of whether you can adjust. 1-2. Lifted foul. Count will stay 1-2. 50-50 in baseball is not bad. I mean, if you get a hit 3 out of 10 times at the plate, you're a Major League All-Star. Unless you're in a small market team and don't get as much attention. 1-2 count. A CNA at the plate. Pitch delivered, runner takes off for third. Sanchez breaks, throwing a third. Did they get him? No, Sanchez is safe at third. Nishida stays at first. Could have been a double steal, but Sanchez picks up a stolen bag, so runners on the corners. And a 2-2 count on Albertson Asian. Sanchez has his first stolen base of the year, just the second of the year for the Cannonballers. Runners on the corners. 2-2 count. Fowler sets. Looks in. Here's the 2-2. Just a bit up and away in a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Count is full. Caden Connor is awaiting on deck. Full count with nobody out. 3-2 pitch. Lifted high and foul. Count still 3-2. Count, nobody out. Top of the fifth, Ballers trail 4-0. They have two on, though, with a CN at the plate. Fowler's pitch. Grounder up the middle. Fowler makes a stabbing effort. He'll throw to second on a bouncer. And he never had possession at second. Polanco bobbles the ball, and the Ballers get a run across as Sanchez will score. Safe at second is Nishida, and Albertson Asian reaches on what will be a fielder's choice. Another error allows Nishida to reach the base. Another E1. That's two E1s in this half inning alone. And Caden Connor is going to bat with two on and nobody out. And the Ballers have a run on the board. That's two errors now from a Dalton Fowler. First pitch to Connor. Lefty-lefty matchup inside corner. Strike one. 0-1 count. Fowler struggling to field his position. First made a muff fielding the ball and then throwing to second, bounced it. 0-1. Connor whiffs and fouls it off. Count is 0-2. Fowler at 6'6", 200 pounds. Kind of a lanky lefty on the mound. He's got a lot of limbs. Caden Connor trying to put some offense together. He had a single his last time up. A multi-hit game here certainly would not hurt. 0-2 pitch. Up and in, gets past the catcher, Martinez. Runners take off. It'll be a wild pitch from Dalton Fowler. Nishida to third. To second goes a CN. And Nishida has gotten around the base paths to first, second, and now third. Just from errant sees from Dalton Fowler. Rony Hernandez awaiting on deck. Now an open base at first. Dalton Fowler kind of struggling so far in his outing. 1-2. Lifted foul. One-two on Connor. A fly out and a single on his day. Nishida at third, a CN at second. On the third base side of the rubber is the lefty. 1-2 from Fowler. Breaking ball right down Broadway. In there, ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. First punch out of the day for Dalton Fowler. So one out, and now Rony Hernandez will bat. So first strikeout for Connor, for Dalton Fowler, I should say, and Connor. His first strikeout today. And Rony Hernandez will bat. With two in scoring position and one out. Lefty-lefty matchup. Fowler's pitch. Tapped foul. It is a 0-1 count. One from Fowler. A bit low. 1-1 now to Rony. Edric Felix awaiting on deck. Ballers trailing now 4-1, putting a run on the board thanks to a couple of errors from Dalton Fowler. 1-1 in the dirt, blocked by Martinez. Good block behind the dish, and it's 2-1. There is a righty getting loose in the bullpen for Charleston. As Fowler has run into some trouble. Two-one count. Fowler's pitch. In there for a called strike, 2-2. And Martinez faked towards second. Trying to keep a CN justified over there at the second base back. Good leads for both runners. Nishida at third and a CN at second. Fowler sets, 2-2 count. One down, here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. Hernandez goes chasing. Martinez will have to throw to first to confirm the out, but the errancy from Martinez allows the runners to advance, so Nishida is going to snag home, and a third goes a CN, so the runners advance on what was kind of a boneheaded play by the catcher Martinez. He ran up the first base baseline following the runner, and another run crosses the plate, so now 4-2. Kannapolis trails just by two runs, and just like that, Sean Smedley's come out, and he has seen enough from his lefty, Dalton Fowler. He'll move to the bullpen, and we'll give you the arm for the River Dogs. When we come back, we'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers get two here in this top of the fifth. New arm on the way for the River Dogs. Charleston's turned things over to a new arm on the mound. 6'5", 235-pound righty from Metuchen, New Jersey, a former Duke Blue Devil, 10th rounder in 2023. It is Adam Boucher on the mound for the Charleston River Dogs. Again, former Duke Blue Devil takes over on the mound. Two outs. Runner on third is Albertson Asian. Edric Felix will stand in. Again, two outs, top five. Ballers trail by two. Pitch in the dirt. First pitch blocked by Martinez. It's 1-0. Hendrick Felix batting. 0-2 today. A strikeout and a lineout. The Ballers putting together a little comeback effort here in this fifth inning against these River Dogs. Adam Boucher, third arm used by Sean Smedley today. 1-0. Felix skies this one into right field, hooking foul. They will indeed land in the seats. 1-1 on Edric Felix. Strikeout swinging against the starting arm at Owen Wild. And then Dalton Fowler is the second arm. Third arm comes down in here in the middle of the inning. Felix faced Wild twice. 1-1. Scott again high and foul. Same spot basically. Two runs crossing in the inning. Sanchez and Nishida. Albertson Asian is at third. Ballers trying to avoid leaving another runner on base. 1-2 to Felix. In there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Strikeout on the outside corner. So that's the third out. First strikeout of the day for Adam Boucher. And that'll strand Asian at third base. We'll take another break. Ballers trail 4-2. They get a couple of runs back. New arm on the way. We'll be right back with the update on the new arm when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network here from Charleston.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, fans, be sure to join the Kannapolis Cannonballers for opening night on Tuesday, April 9th at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be one of the first fans through the gates to receive a free magnet schedule and enjoy post-game fireworks to celebrate the start of baseball season. The Ballers begin their home schedule on Tuesday, April 9th against the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. First pitch is at 6 p.m. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 for tickets. Bottom of the fifth inning here in Charleston. It's a new arm on the mound for the Ballers. It's Frankelly Arias taking over in relief of Jake Bockenstedt. He's got a 1-0 count on Adrian Santana. Second pitch, though, is in there for a strike. 1-1 on Santana. Top of the order, Santana, Peguero, and Shin do up against the southpaw Frankelly Arias. This pitch is a bit up and away to Santana, 2-1. As Frankelly Arias, 6 foot, 170-pound, 20-year-old from Botany, Dominican Republic. 2-1 is just a bit inside to Santana, now 3-1. Santana, a strikeout and a single with a run scored earlier in today's game. 3-1 count, Arias' pitch. Up and away for ball four, leadoff walk to start the fifth. One on now for Odalys Peguero. Frankelly Arias, fastball, slider, changeup, curveball. Free agent signee in 2022. He made a team-high 10 starts in 13 appearances for the Complex League White Sox last season. He was 3-2 with a 4.67 ERA, 54 innings, 52 strikeouts. Opponents batted 270 against Frankelly Arias. Odalys Peguero will bat. First pitch popped up in the infield. Who's got it? Caden Connor backtracking. It's near the first base bag and in foul ground makes the grab. So a P3 for the first out in foul territory. Wu Shin will now bat. One on and one out. Wu Shin has had a busy day at the plate. A home run in the first inning, and then a single in the third inning. He's gotten at least a third base in each at-bat today. First pitch from Arias, runner going. Breaking ball is blocked in the dirt by the catcher, and Santana will easily swipe the bag on a stolen base. He has his second of the day. Now for the River Dogs. 1-0 count on Shin, and now a runner in scoring position. That's why you put Adrian Santana in the top of the order. The youngest position player on the roster for the River Dogs and showing off the speed. This is Santana. 1-0 from Arias. Wave and a miss. 90-mile-an-hour fastball upstairs, and Shin chases and is 1-1. Wu Shin from Seoul, South Korea. December 30th, 2001. With a school at Miami-Dade Community College. 1-1 on the outside corner, 1-2. 16th round pick in 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays is Wu Shin. On deck is Rodalys Martinez. Arias with a long look at second. Santana dancing. Here's the pitch. Ground ball towards the shortstop. Sanchez Fields, what a play in the hole. Throw to the first is not going to be in time, but what an effort from Sanchez deep in the hole over there at short. And Wu Shin has a three-hit day, another single to his name. A multi-hit game, of course. He already had that. It's now 3-for-3 on the day for Wu Shin, and Rodalys Martinez will bat. 6th hit of the day for Charleston. Compared to Kannapolis's 3. So Martinez, 2-1 and 1 out. Arias trying to get some offense rolling. Pitch on the way. Runner takes off for third. Swing and a miss at the plate and no throw as Hernandez struggled to find a transfer. Another stolen base for Santana. Shin will also swipe second. Santana now with 3 stolen bases on the day. He has been an active little pest on the base paths for Kannapolis. He's got 4 stolen bases in his season already, and this is just his second game. 0-1 from Arias. Curveball a bit upstairs. It's 1-1 now to Rodaelis Martinez. Martinez today 0-2, a pop out and a strikeout looking. 1-1 count with one out. Arias's pitch. Outside corner placed perfectly, 1-2. 79 mile an hour breaking ball as now Martinez will call time. Just past the 7 o'clock hour here in Charleston. Pleasure to have you join us. Dan Helody here bringing you all the action in what's been a wild game here in the low country. 1-2 from Arias. Popped up on the third base side of the foul ground. Who's got it? Edric Felix chasing, but it'll land in foul ground. And it'll go down the tunnel and end up on the concourse. Count is 1-2. On Rodaelis Martinez. First pitch was thrown at 5:31. So we're about an hour and a half in, a little over an hour and a half in. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-2 count with one out. Pitch on the way. Lifted into left field. Might be a tough play. Aguero makes the grab, though. And he will make the throw in, and it's not going to be in time. Santana will score. It's another run across the plate. Staying at second is Wu Shin. As Santana will cross the plate, another run for Charleston. Martinez with a sacrifice fly, two outs. And now Noah Myers will bat. Noah Myers 0-4-2, two groundouts in the day. First time facing Arias. Here's the pitch. Bit inside. It is 1-0. Shin at second. Myers trying to create some more offense for Charleston. As they now lead 5-2. They've put a run up in every inning except for the second. In today's action. 1-0 from Arias. Breaking ball just a bit low. Count is 2-0. Good lead at second for Shin. Arias with a long look over. And he'll check on Shin. Not in time. Sanchez applied the tag. It's just not in time, though. Myers will bat with a 2-0 count. Pitch on the way. Just a bit up and inside. 3-0. Myers the good take. Carlos Colmenares awaiting on deck. Arias will deliver the 3-0. Right down Broadway for a called strike one. 3-1 count, two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning. River Dogs lead 5-2 over York Annapolis Cannonballers. And only one inning of no offense for Charleston. 3-1. Another one right down Broadway. Arias coming back with a couple of fastballs here. And it's 3-2. Myers looking for his first hit of the day. Arias looking for his first strikeout. 3-2 on the way. Lifted high and foul. We'll do another one at 3-2. Arias trying to use that fastball. Doesn't have much life on it at just 90 miles an hour, but he's able to locate it. 3-2 count, two outs. Myers in open stance. Arias' pitch. Breaking ball a bit upstairs for ball four. Second walk of the inning for Frankelli Arias. So Myers will walk. Two on, two out for Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares will bat. Arias takes a long look at second. Pitch delivered in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Hernandez. A 1-0 count. Long look at second for the lefty Arias. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch to the plate. Popped up in the shallow left. After it is Felix treading towards foul ground now, and it falls right through his wickets in the glove and out of the glove of Edric Felix. So it'll be a 1-1 count. As Edric Felix couldn't hold on. Now an arm up and going to get loose down the line for the ballers. Looks like righty getting loose. Could be Jake Peppers, perhaps. We'll let you know who it is. 1-1 count, two outs. Colmenares staying alive after a pop-up in foul ground. 1-1 from Arias. Tapped up the middle. Sanchez ranges to his left and a foot race to second. He wins it. And Myers is put out at second. So a 6-U put out for the third out. Colmenares is in the FC category in my scorebook. So we're through five innings in Charleston. Ballers trail 5-2. They need some offense. So look for Matt Hogan, Juan Gonzalez, and Alvaro Aguero when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from the Joe in Charleston. Matt Hogan will lead things off for the Ballers in this top of the sixth inning. Takes a first pitch swing and miss at Adam Boucher's fastball. 0-1 on the Ballers right fielder. Matt Hogan, Juan Gonzalez, and Alvaro Aguero to follow. Hogan has been an on-base machine. Two walks today as he'll face Boucher here to lead off the sixth. His 0-1 is on the inside corner. Quickly now 0-2, and Hogan will call time as he's got an 0-2 count. We got a pair of walks for the righty, the right fielder. Lefty bat, right fielder is Matt Hogan. 0-2 from Boucher. Fastball a bit upstairs. It's 1-2 to Matt Hogan. Boucher entering in the fifth inning and throwing just a third of an inning. 1-2. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Second punch out of the day for Adam Boucher. First strikeout of this inning, second of the day for the righty. So now one out and Juan Gonzalez will bat. Juan Gonzalez will bat. Boucher's first pitch, big swing and a miss. 0-1 on Juan Gonzalez. Boucher working exclusively from the stretch. 0-1. Swinging a foul tip, 0-2. Gonzalez 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout in his day so far. One down, 0-2 count. Pitch on the way. Wave and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Swing and a miss. Three batters faced and three strikeouts for Boucher. He's had himself a nice little day so far. Alvaro Aguero will now bat. He as well is 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Strikeouts aplenty for these Charleston Riverdogs pitchers today. Two outs. And the first pitch to Aguero is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. 5 for Owen Wild, 2 for Dalton Fowler, and so far 3 for Adam Boucher. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Aguero goes chasing on the 1-0, and it becomes 1-1. Aguero standing up pretty upright in the batter's box. 1-1 count. Pitch on the way. This one's looped to short. Bounces in front of Santana, who scrambles, hits the dirt, and throws over to first in time for the out. Nice play by Santana. Looked a little jumbled over there. Did the shortstop, but he sets in, makes the throw in time. So a 1-2-3 frame, and the ballers are seated for the top of the sixth. Bottom six we go. Bottom third of the order, Berrette, Polanco, and Sandoval when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. Christopher Berrette, Narciso Polanco, Joshuan Sandoval due up for the Charleston Riverdogs here against Frankelly Arias in this bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers trail 5-2, running out of time, but they'll look to keep the Riverdogs off the base paths. First pitch to Berrette is just a bit inside for ball one. Berrette, Polanco, and Sandoval, the phrase Frankelly Arias, as this 1-0 is curved in for strike one. A nice pitch makes it 1-1. 1-1 in the way from Arias. Grounded to second base. Nishida keeps the nice feet. And the first he goes for the out. 4-3 ground out. And Berrette is out number one. He's now 1-for-3. Narciso Polanco will bat. Nobody on base. One out. Looks like the arm warming in the pen for Kannapolis is Christian Edwards. And Edwards, actually a baller a couple of years back and then got hurt and didn't pitch at all last year. His first pitch to Polanco is on the outside part of the plate, but it's called a ball, 1-0. Here's the next pitch. It's looped into right center. Nishida tries to make an effort, but he just can't get there, and it's a base knock for Narciso Polanco. He's got a base hit, and it's a one-out single. So Joshuan Sandoval will bat 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Christian Edwards, the arm getting loose for the Cannonballers, as now Rony Hernandez will come talk with Arias. As They'll try to set something up against Joshuan Sandoval. Sandoval, as mentioned, 0 for 2, a pair of strikeouts. One looking and one swinging. Both against Bockenstedt, the starting arm for the Ballers today. As now Pat Leland comes down, and looks like that's going to be the end of the day for Frank Kelly Arias. Looked like a situation where he just was buying some time. So Pat Leland's going to come out, and Christian Edwards is more than likely going to enter. So a new pitcher on the way. We'll take a break and get you all the details on our good buddy Christian Edwards when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live from Charleston, it's 5-2, River Dogs on top.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Six-foot-three, 205-pound, 25-year-old, an 11th-round pick in 2021, calls Columbia, South Carolina home, not too far from us here in Charleston. Again, 11th-rounder in 2021. Christian Edwards is back on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He appeared in 17 games in 2022 for the Ballers, missed all of last season with an injury, so we'll see what comes of this first outing for Christian Edwards in this new season. 1-0 count on Sandoval. It was a pitch clock violation issued, so this one now becomes 2-0 with a pitch upstairs and inside. Joshuan Sandoval, the batter, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. At first is Narciso Polanco, and Ballers trail 5-2. Edwards' pitch. This one is lifted into right field, trailing towards the line after it is the right fielder Hogan, and it doesn't matter, he lands foul. The ball does land foul, not Hogan. Count is 2-1. Christian Edwards on the bump, looking to get a good start to his season. 17 games with Kannapolis in 2022. He went 0-1 with a 7.58 ERA, so not necessarily too great. He'll look to rebound here after getting an injury all last year. 2-1. Runner going, swinging a miss at the plate. Throwing a second in, they get him. No. Nice takeoff from Narciso Polanco. And he's got a stolen base. So runner now in scoring position. 2-2 count with just one out. And Sandoval battling at a 2-2 count. Four-seam fastball, slider, changeup, cutter for the former Jacksonville State Gamecock and Christian Edwards. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off straight back. Count is 2-2. One out and a 2-2 count. Good lead at second for Polanco. Edwards' pitch. Curveball just a bit up and away. It's a full count. Top of the order, and Adrian Santana waiting on deck for his turn against Christian Edwards. I would assume is going to come in and try to eat some innings. Waller is a little shorthanded today on the pitching staff, but they have arms if needed. 3-2. This one is lifted into center field, but Asian will travel to his right a little bit and make the grab in left center for the out. Not even moving off of second is Polanco, so an F8 for the second out of the inning. Top of the order, Adrian Santana due up for the River Dogs. Regardless of the outcome of today's game, certainly a fun day at the ballpark here in Charleston. A lot of families out here. Family fun day at the ballpark here at the Joe. They do it every Sunday. Kids are on the bases post-game, playing a lot of Disney music. I know Trevor Wilds, our wonderful director of promotions and fan engagement back in Kannapolis, I know he's tuned in. He's been all excited about all the Disney music because this one's bunted foul by Santana. Trevor Wilds probably been to Disney about once a month since about last year. I'd say since last year he's been probably once a month. He probably puts a budget aside just to go to Disney. I don't blame him. I haven't been back since I was 9 years old. It's been a while. 0-1 pitch, runner going, pitch outside, corner at the plate for strike two. As runner takes off for third, Polanco does swipe the base. That's two stolen bases here in the inning for Polanco. But an 0-2 count on the play at the plate for Santana. Pitch on the way, just a bit inside to Santana, 1-2 count. Ogalis Peguero waiting on deck. Santana strikeout, a single, and a walk. He's got three stolen bases on the day as well. 1-2 on the way from Edwards. This one's poked foul. Count still 1-2. Santana comes from a baseball haven from Hialeah, Florida. Went to Doral Academy down in the western part of Miami. A lot of really good baseball down there. Doral Academy, known for its pretty highly touted baseball program, is now, looks like an issue with Ronnie Hernandez, the catcher. Home plate umpire Tyler Green checking on him just to make sure he's okay, and we'll get a reset of the pitch clock. So Santana digs back in the box as the bright yellow batting gloves. Edwards will set, deep breath, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Christian Edwards, welcome back to the Kannapolis. A first pitch, nice strikeout. First strikeout of his return in a baller's uniform. And that is the third out of this bottom of the sixth inning. To the back third of baseball we go here in Charleston. 9-1-2, Sanchez, Nishida, and Asian do up. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from the Joe.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay.
Hey fans, be sure you join us April 9th through 14th at Atrium Health Ballpark for opening weekend as the Ballers host the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Be sure you grab your tickets and come enjoy the first homestand of the season. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 to get your tickets for opening week. 1-0 count on Wilbur Sanchez, the leadoff batter for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this top of the seventh inning. First pitch is a ball. Second pitch also a ball against Adam Boucher, the righty on the arm. The righty arm on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. 2-0 count. Pitch on the way. This one is looped foul over my head. In the press box in Charleston, 2-1 is your count. 2-1 count with nobody out. Sanchez at the plate. Nishino waiting on deck. Albertson is seeing to follow in the order. 2-1. Outside corner. Count is 2-2. Looks like an arm getting loose for Kannapolis down the left field line. It's Billy Seidel. Former Duke Blue Devil. There's a former Duke Blue Devil on the mound currently. And Adam Boucher is this 2-2. He's a bit outside. 3-2 on Wilbur Sanchez. A walk and a single in his day so far for Chispa. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball upstairs. And it's the fourth strikeout of the day for Wilbur Sanchez's arm in Adam Boucher. So four strikeouts in five batters faced. Top of the order, Riku Nishida. Five-two, Charleston on top. Pitch on the way. Boucher's fastball is lifted high and foul by Nishida. It is 0-1. Nishida has reached once today on an error and then a strikeout and a groundout. Fill out the rest of his line. 0-1 from Boucher. Nishida shows bunt, pulls it back. Doesn't matter. Called strike two. 0-2 count now on Riku Nishida. Albertson is seeing the follow. They're in the top of the seventh. 0-2 lifted foul. We'll stay 0-2. As that sixth inning for Charleston, in the bottom of the sixth inning, as only the second frame of the ball game where Charleston has not put a run on the board. They've had some success at the plate today. 0-2, this one's popped foul again. And we'll have another one at 0-2. Ballers, of course, will pack up and head back home after tonight's game. And they'll host the Augusta Green Jackets next week for six games at Atrium Health Ballpark. And Charleston will head up to Fayetteville to face off against the Woodpeckers as Nishida bunts this one and with a swing. And Nishida slides in safely at first on an infield single. This guy's amazing. Riku Nishida literally hit a ball. It looked like it hit off of home plate and bounced over the head of Boucher. The infield tried to play it. The third baseman, Colmenares, tried to make the play, but to no avail as Nishida slides in safely at first. It's a one-out infield single. And Halbertson, a C-in, will bat with one on and one out. So Nishida extends his hit streak. It's now two games in a row as this one's outside, a 1-0 count to Albertson, a C-in. Nishida's reached base in every game so far this year. His on-base streak certainly is through the roof. As Asien grounds this one up the middle, off the glove of Boucher, picks it up by Polanco to second for one to Santana, throws to first, and it's technically a 1-4-6-3 double play as Asien is the victim of the double play ball. So that is the end of this top of the seventh inning. That'll send us to a break. Seventh inning stretch. We're stretching here at the Joe. We'll be right back after this quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers still trail by a couple here to the River Dogs. Odalis Figuero leads it off for the Charleston River Dogs against the new arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's Billy Seidel as first pitch in there for a called strike at 93 miles an hour, 0-1 count. As here's the pitch to Figuero, bit up and away, 1-1. Now on the left fielder, Figuero, Shin, and Martinez will face Billy Seidel, 6 foot, 220-pound, 24-year-old, a 15th-round pick in 2022 out of Wellesley, Massachusetts, in his second season as a baller. This one's a bit outside, 2-1, is your count on Figuero. Seidel led the Carolina League last year in saves. He finished with 14 in the 2023 season. Definitely a strong late-inning relief guy as this 2-1's inside, 3-1 now to Figuero. As Seidel led the league in saves with 14 and 20 opportunities. And had a pretty good stat line other than that. As this 3-1's grounded up the middle, Sanchez moves to his left from short, throw to first in time for the out. And a 6-3 ground out for Odalis Figuero. One down, and Wu Shin will now bat. He's 3-for-3 on his day. As the Charleston crowd is not booing, they're wooing. Wu Shin, 3-for-3. A pair of singles and a first-inning solo home run. I think the River Dogs fans have found a new favorite as this one's been outside from a Seidel. It is 1-0. Christian Edwards' final line, 2/3 of an inning with one strikeout. That's it. Very smooth outing for the righty. 1-0 from Seidel outside, out of the reach of Hernandez. It's 2-0. Ballers trail 5-2 here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Ballers have 6 outs to work with, and they trail by 3 runs. Seidel's 2-0. Grounded up the middle, Nishida will make the play this time and fire it to first for the out. A 4-3 ground out. So two quick ground outs up the middle from Figuero and Shin. And now Rodales Martinez will bat, nobody on base, 2 out. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look in the top of the eighth inning. Take a look at the other games going on in the Carolina League. As Rodales Martinez will bat. Cotton candy skies going on here in Charleston as we're slowly approaching nighttime. As this pitch is a bit inside a 1-0 count, all you photography buffs would be loving life here in Charleston right now. The weather is gorgeous and the sight lines are gorgeous. The lighting is gorgeous. It's all nice. As this 1-0 is inside, that wasn't nice. 2-0 as the fastball just ran inside on Martinez. Only photography buffs, I'm sure, will be loving this. I guess it's called Golden Hour in Charleston. 2-0 pitch. Inside corner, 2-1. This is the type of weather where my fiance will be dragging me out to take pictures. And I'm not photogenic. I got a face for radio, as they say. Seidel's 2-1 to Martinez. Grounded to second. Nishida will make the routine play. Set his feet, go to first in time. And it's a 1-2-3 frame for Billy Seidel. Just like that, a trio of groundouts from the River Dogs. And the Ballers will turn things over on offense. Caden Connor, Ronnie Hernandez, and Edric Felix to bat when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from the Joe in Charleston. 5-2 River Dogs lead over Kannapolis.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Caden Connor will bat, and then Ronny Hernandez and Edric Felix will follow as first pitch to Caden Connor is in there for a called strike. New arm of the month, it is Will Stevens, the righty, 6'3", 230 pounds is Will Stevens. He will enter in relief, a former Tarleton State righty. His pitch in there to Caden Connor. It's a 1-1 count now. And again, Connor, Hernandez, and Edric Felix. Will Stevens, the fourth arm used today by the River Dogs, as this one's hacked and a miss on the 1-1 by Connor. It is 1-2. Will Stevens enters out of the pen, trying to shut down the ballers late here. 15th rounder out of Tarleton State is Will Stevens. Pitch for the Frederick Keys and State College Spikes in the MLB Draft League, as this one's inside, 2-2 count on Caden Connor. Final line for Adam Boucher. Pretty solid day's work, as this one's grounded to short, played by Santana to first. He goes for the out, and it'll be just like that, a one down. And due up is Ronny Hernandez. So a 6-3 ground out for Connor. He's now 1-for-4 today. Adam Boucher, 2 1/3 for the righty. 4 strikeouts with 1 hit. That's it. No walks and no runs. Hernandez will bat. Here's the pitch from Stevens. It's just a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Will Stevens, 97 miles an hour. From the righty, definitely humming it in there with some ease. Looks like another righty getting loose for Kannapolis. 1-0 pitch. Low one inside. Looks like Emerson Talavera getting loose in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in his second season with the boys in red, white, and blue. 2-0. Outside corner to Hernandez. It is 2-1. Hernandez, a pop out, a double, and a strikeout on his day. And double down the line in the fourth inning. Sparked some offense to the ballers. As this 2-1's a bit low at 97 miles an hour. Count is 3-1. 3-1 count with one out. Stevens sets on the mound, pitch delivered. This one's tapped through and to right for a base knock. Miscommunication in the infield as Wu Shin thought he had it, and then Polanco thought he had it too. As the miscommunication in the infield allows for a single, Hernandez is on base. He's got a multi-hit game, and it'll be Edric Felix to bat, one on and one down. Ronny Hernandez with another multi-hit game. He had one last night as well, with a 2-for-4 night and an RBI. First pitch to Edric Felix, a bit low and outside, a 1-0 count on the Ballers' third baseman. One-oh pitch to Felix on the inside corner. 1-1 count. Felix 0-for-3, a pair of strikeouts and a lineout in today's series finale. 1-1. This one's roped in the left field. That will be caught on the run by Peguero, and then he dropped it. What's the call? They're going to say it's on the transfer that he drops it, so it'll be a flyout for Felix, and it's the second out. Staying put at first base is Hernandez, as Felix gave that ball a ride, but Peguero ranges over and makes the grab, drop on the transfer. So two outs, and Matt Hogan will bat. Hogan steps in. Stevens' pitch is just a bit low and inside for ball one. Right fielder in Barrette ranging kind of towards that right center area, leaving a lot of room down the right field line. There's also a lot of room in that left center gap for Matt Hogan as he fouls this 1-0 off. It's 1-1. Will Stevens trying to find some momentum on the mound as, again, River Dogs need just four outs in this inning and the next one. Matt Hogan with a 1-1 count. Two walks and a strikeout on his day as this one shot through the gap into left field for a base knock. Matt Hogan has his first hit of the day. To second goes Ronnie Hernandez. And that one was absolutely blistered into left. Just kind of those, one of those ones that just skims across the dirt in the infield for a base knock. Two outs, and Juan Gonzalez will bat. It looked like when you throw a flat rock across a very smooth lake, just kind of skimmed across that infield dirt and into the outfield grass as Gonzalez lifts this one towards second, but Polanco backtracks and makes the grab, and that's the end of this top of the eighth inning. So the Ballers get some offense, but it kind of stalls here as Gonzalez can't get enough power on that swing. As we'll take a break, bottom of the eighth we go. Noah Myers, Carlos Colmenares, Christopher Marrette will pitch against Emerson Talavera, who will enter out of the pen. Ballers need some offense, but they have to pitch first. We'll be right back after this break on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, it's Dan Helody, broadcaster, media relations coordinator for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Join the Kannapolis Cannonballers at Atrium Health Ballpark for all of our amazing weekly promotions. $2 Tuesdays kicking off the homestand, and then Thirsty Thursdays, fireworks every Friday and Saturday. There's something fun for all ages at a Kannapolis Cannonballer home game. Visit KC Ballers or call 704-932-3267. Again, kcballers.com or 704-932-3267. Back here in the bottom of the eighth inning, it is Noah Myers to lead off for the River Dogs against Emerson Talavera, 5'10", 160-pound, 21-year-old from Nueva Valencia, Venezuela. His first pitch is fouled off by Myers. It is a 0-1 count as Myers went swinging at that one upstairs. Talavera takes the mound, the fifth arm used today by the Cannonballers as Myers gets a piece of this one as well and fouls it off. It's 0-2. Myers, Colmenares, and Barrette, a 3-2 up for Charleston in this half inning. 1-1 pitch from Talavera. This one's given a ride and a right. Hit well, Hogan backtracking, looks up, hits the base. Nope, over the wall, home run. Just a line drive that never stopped, and Noah Myers has given a very cushy insurance run to the Charleston River Dogs. It's a solo home run, and make it 6-2 now in favor of the home team. Talavera gives up a solo shot to start his outing, and it's now 6-2. Carlos Colmenares will now bat. First pitch from Talavera in there for a called strike, 0-1 on the third baseman. River Dogs now lead 6-2 as Talavera gives up the solo homer. This one's fouled off. It's 0-2 on Colmenares. Myers with his first homer of the season. Talavera working from the line, 0-2. just a bit inside on a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Talavera, fastball, slider, changeup, sinker. For the righty from Nueva Valencia, Venezuela. 1-2 pitch. Inside, cornering him up, got him looking cold. Strike three. Carlos Colmenares is down on strikes. First strikeout of the day for Talavera. One out, and Christopher Barrette will bat. Just the eighth strikeout for the Ballers pitching staff today. As going around on the bunt is Barrette, and he can't make contact. It's 0-1 with one out as Barrette trying to get a bunt down against Talavera. Two ground outs and a single on the day for Barrette as he'll take this one inside. 1-1 on the River Dogs right fielder. From the line, Talavera's 1-1. Wave and a miss. 1-2 on a Christopher Barrette. Narciso Polanco is your on-deck batter. It's Talavera's opponent, and Barrette will call time. 1-2 count with one out. Talavera's pitch. Grounder to first, backhanded by Connor, has some trouble. Underhand to the covering Talavera, nice play. 3-1 put out of Barrette, a very speedy runner, but Talavera outruns him, and Caden Connor has the composure to rebound after having a little trouble fielding the ball. 3-1 put out, two outs, and Narciso Polanco will bat. Second baseman Narciso Polanco, 1-4-3. Pitch on the way is tapped to first, hooking foul. Count is 0-1. One count with two outs. From the line, Talavera's pitch. Just a bit low and inside, 1-1 on the second baseman Polanco. A strikeout swinging, a sacrifice fly to right, and then a single and a pair of stolen bases as this one's lifted in the left. Right at Aguero, though, who backtracks one step and makes the grab for the out. It's an F7 for the third out of the inning. We'll take a break. Top of the ninth we go. Ballers with three outs to work with. They got to come back. Aguero, Sanchez, and Ishida. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Three outs to work with, and the Ballers have to face Will Stevens for another inning. Alvaro Aguero steps in. First pitch fastball is outside, a 1-0 count. Aguero, Sanchez, and Nishida to bat in this top of the ninth inning. Ballers trail by four runs, looking to make a little comeback effort in this top of the ninth. Aguero lifts this one foul. Count is again 1-1. Ballers looking to make a four-run comeback just as the River Dogs did last night. A four-run comeback in the ninth. Stevens is 1-1, hacked and a miss, 97 miles an hour. Count is 1-2. 1-2 count, nobody out. Aguero yet to get on base today. Two ground outs and a strikeout. 1-2 waved at a miss, and he will not reach base in four at-bats. He strikes out for the first out of the top of the ninth, and it is the first strikeout of the day for Will Stevens. So Wilbur Sanchez will stand in with one out in this top of the ninth. Ballers trail 6-2, being out hit 8-6 in today's ballgame. Stevens' pitch, waving a miss, 0-1. Riku Nishida waiting on deck. Sanchez a single, a walk, and a strikeout. He has not faced Stevens yet today. 0-1. Fastball right down Broadway at 0-2. 96 miles an hour, not a slow pitch. Will Stevens kind of humming it in there. 0-2 count with one out. Pitch on the way, fouled off. Sanchez stays alive. 0-2 on La Chispa. The River Dogs have struck out a combined 12 cannonballers today. 0-2. This one is blooped down the right field line, foul. Keep the count at 0-2. 12 strikeouts for cannonballer batters. Compare and contrast that with just 8 for River Dog batters. Ballers have kept pace on offense. They just have let a few too many runners stranded. As this one's a bit outside, a 1-2 count. Charleston's left a runner stranded in quite a few innings, of course. And this one just haven't had the success. 1-2. Fouled off by Sanchez. Now it'll stay at 1-2. Eight runners left on base for Kannapolis in this ball game. 1-2. Sanchez takes outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. That's another strikeout for Will Stevens. And that is now down to their final out are the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And they'll send Riku Nishida to the plate. So Nishida will bat. As Stevens will try to slam the door shut of the ballers. First pitch. Nishida takes a fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Nishida, a ground out, a strikeout, reaching on an error, and a single in today's game. Been an eventful one, 0-1. Grounded to second, this should do it. Fielded by Polanco to his left, but he fumbles it, and Nishida will reach with two outs here in the top of the ninth inning in what was an easily a routine play. He had to move to his left a little bit, but it was right there. I mean, he could have made the play. So it is a E4. Second time Nishida has reached in today's game via an error. So two errors on Dalton Fowler, the lefty pitcher, and then one on Narciso Polanco. So Albertson Asian will bat. His first pitch is a bit outside from Will Stevens, and it's 1-0. So Nishida is on base, certainly a speed threat. He'll take off for second. Pitch outside of the plate, and it should be a defensive indifference as Nishida just took second without really any effort. See how that's credited. As again, it should be a defensive indifference. Nobody really made an effort. 2-0, big hack and a miss. It is 2-1. It is indeed a defensive indifference. And Nishida reaches, so 2-1 is your count on Albertson Asian. Asian has not gotten a hit yet today, reaching a fielder's choice in the fifth. 2-1, roped foul down the right field line. 2-2 on Albertson Asian. So the ballers again down to their final strike. just after the 8 o'clock hour here in Charleston. 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. Fastball. Ooh, just a bit upstairs. Probably could have been strike three, but Asian will certainly take it. And it's a full count with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. And that comes down to this pitch. Whether we'll see Caden Connor bat or we'll see a ball game over. 3-2. Tap to first. Played by Shin. A bit of a tough play. Fumbles the ball. Underhands to first. Did they get him? Yes, they did. Covering at first of Stevens, and the underhand was just in time. So this ball game is over, and that is all he wrote. Ballers fall here in the series finale. Final score is Charleston 6 and Kannapolis 2. After a bit of a game, 8:02 is your finish time here in Charleston. So not quite a 3-hour game, 2 hours in 31 minutes of game action today here in Charleston as the Ballers fall in the series finale. They dropped the series with the River Dogs 2-1, but a lot of encouraging things we saw this weekend, and we'll give it to you all on a post-game show recap here. We'll be right back into the post-game show here on the Ballers at Baseball Network. Ballers fall 6-2 here in Charleston.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back in here to the broadcast booth here. Hi, Tom. Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston as the Ballers fall today by a final score of 6-2. It is the series finale in which they fall 6-2. They're out hit by Charleston 8-6 in this one. They did not score any runs other than in the fifth inning did Kannapolis. Charleston put together a lot of offense, and they just kind of sporadically found their success at the plate and coupled it with some good pitching at timely manners. And Charleston takes the victory 6-2. They moved to 2-1 in the year. Kannapolis to 1-2. Some good notes to take from today's game, and a lot of things that I think we'll be able to take back with us as we come home to Augusta on a Tuesday for the first game, of course, as Kannapolis will host the Augusta Green Jackets. So the Ballers from this outing in Charleston, from these three games, a lot of really good things we saw. First off, the pitching staff. We saw a lot of really good pitching from our starters. Seth Keener on Friday night. Lucas Gordon last night. Both guys threw 5 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts each. That's a lot of punchouts in a short manner of time from these starters. It's good stuff. You like to see that, and you like to see some of that consistency. We saw a couple of good outings out of the bullpen today. Christian Edwards, 2/3 of an inning, yes, but shut down the River Dogs. Billy Seidel with a clean inning of work. Emerson Talavera gave up a solo homer. Other than that, looked sharp. A strikeout and a ground down and a flyout in that eighth inning of work for Talavera. The Ballers really looked solid today. They just kind of didn't have the bats. They left a lot of guys on base. In total, 2, 5, 6, 9 guys left on base for Kannapolis. That's quite a few guys left on, and not exactly what you want to take back from a road trip to Charleston, especially with a team like the River Dogs, who have good pitching staff. Again, the Tampa Bay Rays organization known for just developing pitchers, and they certainly showed that off a little bit this weekend. And some of the notable performances from it today on the Charleston side, Wu Shin had the big day, 3-for-4 with two runs batted in, one home run. Noah Myers had a home run as well, 1-for-3 with a run driven in. Polanco, 1-for-3 with an RBI. And then Rodelis Martinez ended up with an RBI in his day. Five total runs driven in on six runs in total for the River Dogs. Just one RBI on the day for Kannapolis. It was Albertson Acian ended up getting the run driven in of their two that they scored in the fifth inning. You get two errors in that fifth inning from Dalton Fowler, the lefty for Charleston. Helped Kannapolis get some of that momentum, get some of the offense rolling, and they left guys on base. They had the bases loaded at one point in the fourth inning, and then a pair of strikeouts from Juan Gonzalez and Alvaro Aguero do them in, and they leave all three runners still out there on the base paths. But the Ballers do fall today, and they'll head back home. Of notes, a couple of pitching matchups. Bockenstedt, the starter for Kannapolis today. Four innings, four runs, three earned, five hits, a walk, and six punchouts. That means every Ballers starting pitcher this weekend got at least six strikeouts in their outing. That's pretty solid stuff. On the other side, Owen Wild, four shutout innings, three hits, two walks, and five punchouts. Once the Dogs turned it over to the bullpen is where they kind of struggled. But, again, Kannapolis just too little too late in today's outing. As for this next week, well, as I've mentioned about seven times, the Ballers will head home and play the Augusta Green Jackets. The Charleston River Dogs will get on the road. They'll head to Fayetteville to face off against the Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. For everyone here in Charleston and in Kannapolis, again, appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the MILB First Pitch app and our free audio stream on kcballers.com. For everyone in Kannapolis and everyone in Charleston, of course, I'm Dan Alody saying thanks for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers fall today in the series finale 6-2. They'll reset and recoup and enjoy a bus ride home tonight before we come home on Tuesday and welcome fans to Atrium Health Ballpark for the first time of 66 times in this 2024 season. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. Drive safely if you're on the road, and have a great one, everyone.